Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Updating the story of the police shootings in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning, our own WGN-TV reporting that three police officers now dead, seven injured. NBC is reporting the same, CNN reporting the same. We have been in contact with our stations in the Baton Rouge and New Orleans area, and they are, as you might guess, you know, going absolutely frantic, sending crews to cover the story. So as soon as we get more about that, we will definitely let you know. And Chwani, you'll keep us updated, of course. Anything breaks,
yes,
jump right in.
Yeah. Again, the situation, the late word was that it's been contained. It was being described as an active crime scene right up to about 11 o'clock our time. But as we were reporting the news during the 11 o'clock cast, we did get word that things had been contained. So apparently the situation is under control, but upwards of three officers killed and four others shot in the Baton Rouge area. No word on the condition of the suspect as yet.
Okay, texts coming in on this right now. People, you know, obviously as shocked as I was, I think as anyone was, in hearing the stories of more policemen seemingly being targeted and assassinated. I mean, that's really what this has boiled down to. We don't know anything about the shooter yet. We don't know what motives may have been. So, you know, a lot of what is being said on the text line is presuming a lot. But since this is the city where Alton Sterling was shot, it does raise eyebrows. Is this another revenge shooting like what happened in Dallas? We don't know. The answer to that is that we simply don't know. Here's a text saying, I mourn for the country for what we have become, that people are shooting police officers. We seem to have become a country that has no respect for its individual parts. When does that stop? Here's another from that says, ask the question, what race were the officers assaulted and slaughtered, and what race are the killers? We don't know the answer to that question. You know, texter says that's where the answer is. Stop dancing around the real problem. This texter says it's all about race and Black Lives Matter. Again, I think very, very, very presumptive at this point. You may be 100% correct, but until we know who the shooter is, until we know the identities of the shooter and the officers that were shot and killed, presumptive to say some of that. But I have to say, a lot of the texts that are coming in are saying, talk to Black Lives Matter about this. And with us on the phone line right now, the lead organizers of Black Lives Matters in Chicago, Aislinn Soul and Kofi, thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it. I think we can all agree, a sad morning in America, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely shocking.
What are your thoughts? I'm sorry, this is Aislinn that I'm speaking to right now?
Correct.
Kofi's here as well, I'm sorry.
Kofi, thank you very much. So what are your thoughts and what are your reactions to hearing the news this morning?
You know, it's been 2 weeks now of kind of continued trauma, continued death that has occurred within this country, and it's shocking, of course, that we're hearing of another round of mass shootings, what seems to be mass shootings, occur in this country, and it further underscores the need to get to the roots of the social unrest that has erupted. Until there are serious attempts to address the causes of the social unrest, I think, you know, what we may see is continued violence, both at the hands of vigilantes, like what appears to be this morning, as well as the killing of innocent civilians by police officers.
Kofi, how are you feeling about all this?
I'm as well disheartened at more deaths, more violence. This country seems to permeate with it as of late. Gun violence in particular, as we know, being here in Chicago with all the lost lives that we are having so far this year. Like Aislinn stated, we really need to pull back and examine some of the root causes. What exactly is sort of pushing this need or this desire for people to react in a violent way? But we also need to think about what else are we defining as violence beyond the obvious of gun violence, right? What are the conditions producing it? We don't know anything about this particular shooter. We don't know exactly what's happening since it's going on in real time, but we do know conditions. We know in Baton Rouge in particular, they're dealing with poverty. They're dealing with still the aftermath of what happened with Katrina. They're dealing with neoliberalism in the sense that a lot of people have been displaced. And you see that occurring all over the country, especially in poor black and brown communities. So there's this real visceral desire for people to understand what's going on and why things are happening. And I think we need to have intentional conversations around that, especially in America right now, as well as in a historical context of just sort of the struggle that's been happening continuously for a long time now. So specifically with us being in Black Lives Matter and just being someone that has been involved in trying to hold police accountable, our whole goal from the set has been about accountability. It's been about safety for marginalized people, disenfranchised people. We have never condoned violence. We have never promoted violence. You know, we want to create sustainable systems around love and togetherness and empowerment. You know, our position is right now in America, black and brown people are in situations where we are disempowered. We don't have agency over a lot of the governance that happens in our lives, and we're at the behest of a lot of things. So
don't you think it would,
we're fighting for?
Yeah, don't you think it would go a really long way for there to be a unified statement from all the Black Lives Matters organizations around the country, for people who are fighting for justice, for people who feel as you do that there is injustice, and that people that shouldn't be shot, that there should be a very clear, unequivocal message that shooting police, mm-hmm. however you feel, that shooting police is not helping this problem at all?
Well, that it's complicated, right? Because we don't have any, we don't know who these people are. So I think it's unfair to put it on us.
I'm not putting it on you. I'm just saying that as concerned citizens, as Kofi said, who are interested in love and getting justice for shooters, for people who are shot, finding justice for shooters, of just making a statement, not saying that you're involved in this at all, but just making a statement saying that killing police, no matter how you feel about injustice, that more killing does not make this better.
So we actually do have a statement, and we've been pushing it out, and we've been asking people to sign on, and it's a statement that's saying, you know, that we will stand together in unity. And you can go on our website and sign it. Many people have signed. We've had some celebrities sign. Shonda Rhimes has signed. And we're encouraging people to sign it. It's a commitment to further our mission of unity and moving in love to fight for justice. So we encourage people to go to our website, blacklivesmatter.com, and sign the pledge. And the intent is exactly that, to cut through to the root of what we're fighting for, which is to establish a world where violence is unacceptable, where our death is unacceptable, and where we can have a world where our lives are loved and respected and thrive. And so please go to our website, blacklivesmatter.com, and sign the pledge.
Because I think we all can agree that any life that is taken unjustly is 100% wrong. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think we're all saying the same thing, that any life that is taken unjustly, whether it's a policeman doing their job or a person standing on a street corner, it's wrong no matter what. I mean there should be a process. For if a police officer feels like there's something wrong, there needs to be a process. If people are outraged by something which has happens, there needs to be a process. There shouldn't just be random assassinations in the street by anyone.
And that is at the root of what our movement is about, is that there isn't a process. What we've seen happen again and again and again is that when blatant acts of murder have occurred, when they're caught on video, when they're live streamed, that police officers continue to be released without any charges, without any semblances of accountability. And we've seen that happen again and again and again and again. And so what this unrest is in response to is that seemingly a zero lack of justice from every aspect of the state, from individual police officers on up to judges, and so that unrest that you're talking about, where you're mentioning that the loss of life should never happen to anyone, that is the exact kernel that has produced the anger and the frustration and the pain that continues, because we have family members who are with us, who are members of Black Lives Matter,
of course,
who are fighting for their loved ones, and that pain that everyone can identify with is one of the most humane aspects of life, which is the right to live, and the right to live without the threat of harm and death.
Yeah, and that goes for police officers as well as it does for individual citizens. Appreciate you both joining us and explaining the perspective of Black Lives Matters. Aislinn Soul and Kofi, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Shwani, we're going to toss it up to you for the newsroom. We are